Hi, and welcome back to Realistic Sustainability Educational Shorts. Not sure if this is all that educational, but May 8th is Mother's Day. Just reminding everybody. I'm sure most of us appreciate our moms. I do. They fed us, they clothed us, they educated us, really kind of just got us ready for the world. My mom had to tolerate me more than anything, but they were there, sheltered us. They got us ready for the world and helped us become the person we are today. That's important. So first of all, I'm just reminding everybody that it's Mother's Day. Make sure on May 8th, you at least make a phone call. I don't worry about it too much. I talk to my mom just about every day. So in this short, I just want to tell you about my mom a little bit. My mom is a big part of the reason I am who I am today. She instilled a lot of things in my life. Most of those things were long before I read sustainability. Her family grew up farmers with that same farmer ideal. It passed down generation after generation. That's the same thing as sustainability in many cases. It's that whole use it up, don't waste it. Make sure that if you're throwing something out, you've got every possible use out of it first. That's just kind of how she grew up. Her parents went through the Great Depression, where you didn't have things. You just kind of dealt with what you had. So when I go into sustainability and start to study that, she gets kind of excited, a little giddy, if you will, because it's really just learning what they already knew. Unfortunately, as humans evolved and we went generation after generation, we got more and more wasteful. I'm just looking back at situations like, well, it was like when she was a kid. They didn't have to waste as much. They used it all. And sustainability, a lot of that is the same. They also couldn't buy a lot, which sustainability tells you not to. Use what you have. And with that being said, my mom instilled a lot of different things in me. But there's a few pieces that I want to kind of thank her for today if she's listening. Or tell you guys. One, we help everybody. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what class of citizen or where they work or what town they're from. If someone needs help, we help. If we can, you take the moment to do what you can for other people because that's what you're supposed to do. It's important. And that seems to have gone away. How many times people have told me, why do you pull over and help someone change their tire? They could shoot you. Well, first of all, that's not how that usually works. Just because you saw it on TV once doesn't mean it's something that happens to every person who pulls over to help another person. And second of all, if it happened, at least I went out doing the right thing. She's taught me to have compassion and empathy. Not to judge that person to see if they deserve kindness. It's not my place to gauge that. My job is to help. And that's it. And I'm so grateful that that's something that she's given me. And I try to as often as possible. Do I miss some? Yeah. Sometimes I forget or I'm in a hurry or life happens. But I try as much as possible to leave some quarters on a vending machine or just do something. Pay for someone else's food in line. Just anything that can make someone's life better. And if they're stranded, we help. Bottom line, that is it. The next thing is that everything is temporary. That was a big deal in my life because I always thought everything was such a tragedy or the good things would last forever. And neither of those are true. Everything is temporary. When I was trying to get through college, I struggled. I was a 36-year-old dropout with a GED trying to get through college. And I really had a hard time. These younger kids could memorize the things I couldn't. They moved much quicker than I did. And all she kept saying was, I know you're frustrated, but why don't you go to class today? We'll talk about it tomorrow. And she knew that once I got in class, I would get in the groove and I'd be fine again. She wanted me to just go today because the pain I was feeling, the negative things, even those big events in life, they're temporary. At some point, we move on. But in the same breath, she taught me the same thing about the good things in life. Sometimes we step over them and keep going. Those good moments, those moments that you really want to remember. Slow down. They're temporary too. And I don't mean that in a negative way. What I mean is we have to hit the brakes and enjoy it. Stop. Let it sink in. Experience it. Set the phone down and let it soak in. Because those are also temporary. Which means that life's going to have its ups and downs. And in her way of telling me that allowed me to kind of weather the storms and slow down and smell the roses, if you will. That has helped me tremendously. And I hope that it helps someone who hears this too, because it is very good advice. The next one, you might get a little chuckle, but little bit, big bit. Yeah, that's mom. She'll give credit to someone else. She'll say she heard it from someone else and just carried it forward, but that's from her. Struggling to get through college, trying to pay off something, doesn't matter what it is in life, problems become too big. And that's why I talk about it when we talk about climate change or different kind of activism or any of these eco problems, because they're too big for one person and it creates frustration and anger. That's why you see all these protests getting angry and people just struggling. No, break it down, little pieces. What is the first little thing you can do? For me, if I want to make massive change, what did I do? I joined the planning commission. I got to meet a lot of city officials. I got to put my voice in to what we do in this city. And those little bits have compiled all the way up to an edible landscape project. And now we're working on a free water refill stations throughout the city. We're getting somewhere. But I can't just walk in and say, change it all. It's terrible. You can't. So you do little bit, until someday it gets to be a big bit. I don't think I've got a big bit yet, although it is pretty cool to have my name on the Associated Press News. But we got a ways to go still. Another one, it's nice to speak up, but it's better to do. Once in a while, you'll see me wearing a realistic sustainability t-shirt that says do is greater than say. I love that. It's an action. It's a call to action. And it has a little math in it. So it's very me. Do is greater than say is how we try to live our lives. We do it. Everybody says it. Everybody wants to say it. It's very easy to say. It's more challenging to do. And if you do enough, people start to do it with you. They start to take those words you say occasionally and say, nope, they're going to do it. They always do. It's the do, that doer portion, that is the biggest portion. And that came from mom. Let your actions speak instead of your words. Now, that could have been getting me to quiet down a little bit because I was a very chatty child, but it also helped me as an adult. Once I noticed that the things I said didn't always happen and people just blew me off, I realized I was wrong. I needed to do, not just say. Mom was right again. And then the last one I want to talk to you guys about and just kind of tell you, these are all things that my mom has brought to me and you've probably heard over the last 2.5 years of our show. But no matter how old you are, no matter what your situation is, you do it. Not the do's greater than say portion. You do it. I was a 36-year-old dropout who really wanted to go to college. I told my mom, well, I lost my job. Maybe I can't go now. And her answer was, well, how much older will you be if you don't go? How much older will you be if you do go? She was making the point that it didn't matter my age. I was going to, age is linear. I'm going to continue to get older. If I wait, I'm only going to be older and I'm only going to strengthen my argument not to. Don't do it. When you want to do something, we get one life, one guaranteed life at least. Do it. Do whatever it is that you need to do in your life that makes you happy. I went to class. I fought through it. And, you know, sometimes the kids came to class and thought I was the professor. Yeah, that happened more than once. Or people would ask the question, why would you go back to school at your age? And my answer was just kind of derived from my mom's teachings. I said, well, from my understanding, I'm going to age either way. I might as well try and get the paperwork. And it was that mindset that really helped me get through. It doesn't matter the problem. It doesn't matter what's happening in my life. These five little things that I just said, they help. You have to retrain your brain. And I wanted to bring it up because it's Mother's Day. With what better time to show your mom that you appreciate these things that she's done? Because this is really just the tip of the iceberg. There's all kinds of lessons in my life that it took me a minute to get. But now, boy, do I appreciate them. I appreciate the fact that they've kind of sunk in and I can teach them to my kids because I can't let these lessons stop at me. And I hope my kids pick them up and run with them the same way I did. The goal, continue the good that my mother, my grandfather, all the ancestors before me continued to push forward. I get to be a part of that. Thanks, Mom. That's kind of cool. So May 8th, just take a moment, reflect. What's that thing that your mom did for you? give her a call. Maybe not on the 8th, maybe the 7th, maybe the, you know, whatever. But show the appreciation. They deserve it. I know my mom did. I was not exactly a great kid, but we made it through it. Those lessons started to sink in. And I hope I live up to those expectations. I hope that I've carried these things forward. And I hope that some of you listening to this, maybe some of you pick up some of them. That would be pretty cool. So, Mom, if you're listening, I love you and thank you. I really appreciate everything, even though I don't always say it. I do. And for the rest of you, that's all I had for this week. Thank you so very much for listening. If you like this episode, share it with your mom or just with friends or on social media. If you want to support Realistic Sustainability, please feel free to. You can go to greeningyourlife.org/podcast, or you can go to our Anchor hosting site just by searching Realistic Sustainability. And then there, you can donate $1 a month. I mean, they have more options that are higher, but really, 99 cents a month, $12 a year. We greatly appreciate it. It makes us feel important. Or just simply leave us a 5-star review. We have not had a new 5-star review in quite some time, especially on Apple. And I like to read them. I like to go back and take a look and see. People say really kind things. And if we're making mistakes, I want to know about it. So leave us a 5-star review. Put in a comment. Click a like. Click a follow. Any of those are pretty helpful. Thank you so very much again. And just remember, we just get together each week to get a little bit better. As Mom would say, little bit, big bit. Thanks again for listening. And I'll see you next week.
Learning should always be fun. It's proven. When you make it fun, kids will remember. Here at STEMnetics, we believe in teaching kids about science, technology, engineering, and math by building projects. These students are building robots, rockets, electrical circuits, cars, and much more. STEM surrounds us, and the biggest companies in the world are tech companies. Let us help you support your little scholars and prepare them for the future. For more information, visit us at stemnetics.org.